Kino tells Zion Rav not to squirm.
It concentrates on Titus in particular and the Romans in general, how they did everything to do to degrade HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people, and what kind of Chilul Hashem it was. This is in very stark contrast with what happened in the Chorban of the first Beis HaMikdash. In the Chorban of the first Beis HaMikdash, Nebuchadnezzar, if you look at what happened, was practically walking on eggshells. He had a tremendous desire to vanquish the Jewish people, but he did everything in his power not to antagonize the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He told his soldiers that it was awesome for them. He did the Zana with married women. He treated Yirmiyahu with kid gloves. Nebuzaradan, who was the chief executioner, who we heard earlier, murdered so many Jews. The Gemara talks about he eventually became a Ger Tzedek because of his spiritual impact from the Churban Beis HaMikdash. In the second Beis HaMikdash, Titus, he came into the Beis HaMikdash, he was wearing his hobnail boots, as the Romans usually do. He took his sword, he pierced the paroches. This doesn't sound like a very sane action, but he pierced the paroches, and an ace happened, the paroches started bleeding. And he claimed that he killed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom. Then he took a zona and was mezana on a Sefer Torah in the Kodesh Kodashim. And everything that the Romans did were just in order to do that. And it's a little bit puzzling because you would think that would be a more appropriate way for the first Beis HaMikdash to have been destroyed, where Avodah Zarah was one of the prime reasons it was destroyed, but that really wasn't present in the second Beis HaMikdash. The extent it was present, perhaps with the Misyavnim, was apparently more political and ideological. So why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged that there should be such degradation to Hashem and the Jewish people in the second Beis HaMikdash, where Chazal tell us they were actually from, that the problem was Sinas Chinam? How is that reflective? In one of the stanzas later in the Kina, it talks about a very heart-wrenching episode where there were 400 children taken on three boats to Rome. The Gemara says that they were in Sarim Lekolom, they were going to be utilized for degradation, which Rashi says means that they were going to be used for immoral purposes, for znus. These were all children. And in the middle of their journey, they realize why they're being taken, and they all in unison decide to die al-Kiddush Hashem and jump into the ocean. And they commit suicide. And the Gemara's lashon there is a little bit peculiar. It says that they were going to be nimsarim lekolom. They were going to be used for degradation. You would expect it to say really is that they were going to be nimsarim leznus. They were going to be used for znus, and the degradation would be able to happen. So I think the pshat there is that no, znus was really merely the method. The purpose of the Romans was to be degrading. They wanted to be mevazeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people, because really they wanted it to be mevazeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What the Roman Empire represented was the ideology of might makes right. And so the way they derived any of their validity was by putting down other people, other societies, which as we know they did exceedingly well. Sinas Chinam, I've heard a number of explanations for. Invariably, the ones I've heard have always utilized examples of unwarranted hatred. Although that never really resonated with me, because literally the term Sinas Chinam doesn't mean you hate someone for a bad reason. I mean, you hate someone for no reason at all. What that means, I think, is that the other person did not do anything to even cause me to want to hate him. The only reason that Sinas Chinam is expressed is because I am, just as the Romans were doing, creating my own validity strictly by putting down the other person. When I put down the other person, I call that person, as the Netziv says, that in the second Beis HaMikdash, people would see someone else with a different sheet and halach than them and say, this guy is a Rasha, he's not Bikoris, because he doesn't hold like me. And that, I think, is the Senes Chilim, that it's not a matter of, I really think he's wrong, I'm not so sure, I'm a little insecure about myself, so I put down the next person in order to be machazit myself. That, I think, is what the Senes Chilim is, and unfortunately, I think it's all too obvious that we have not cured that ailment that we suffer from. So I think that any time you look at the next person and say, this guy's an Apikoros, or this guy is a Rasha, you have to ask yourself, am I saying that because I really believe that? Or am I saying that because it makes me feel better to see he's a Rasha because that means I'm a Tzaddik? Now, the answer may very well be that he is a Rasha, but you at least have to ask yourself the question. Oh, right.